Praise the living God. We thank God for today. You have tuned into His voice today, and this is Pastor Amani. So we are talking about dominion of spirits today, and this is part two. We do have part one, so you can check through the channel and just begin to watch it so that you can also link up to what is being shared, because this is actually a continuation. So you'll get also better understanding when you listen to part one, because it's just a continuation of what was being said in the previous video. Otherwise, thank you so much for tuning in. I just want you to just get in and just begin to get into the spirit and just tune into this word, and I believe that your life will be blessed. Amen.
It's if we take it back to when Jesus died and he rose again, and when they looked at the tomb, they found the tomb empty. And then this guy said, you know what, if this story goes out that this man actually rose from the dead, the situation is going to be even worse. It was worse for them because they were opposed to Jesus, but obviously for better for the kingdom of God. But then they said that the guards who were guarding the tomb were then given money to spread the lie. So here are people who are merchants, people who have got money, who are able to begin to pay off or begin to pump in money or begin to finance a lie. And that is what we see. That is how the kingdom of darkness also works. It influences people. It gives people resources so that they can finance their lie, finance everything that is going to go contrary to God's word, finance everything that's going to go contrary to what the will of God says. That's why when you read the book of Thessalonians, it talks about the mystery of iniquity, and it talks about a spirit that opposes everything that is God. So we see here that even when people are empowered, they are influenced. Some are being empowered so that they can advance the kingdom of darkness. And likewise, it should hold the same way, that the people in the kingdom of God should be empowered by God. Because Deuteronomy 8 verse 18 says, it is He that gives you power to get wealth. Isaiah 45 verse 3 says, He gives you the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches in secret places. Let's continue to read so that we just get a final, better picture. When we read verse 11, it says, and the merchants of the earth wept and mourned for her, since no one buys her cargo. Of course, here it's talking about how it has fallen. That is why whenever there's a spiritual shift in a place, certain things can be shaken. Certain things can come down. That's why the book of Haggai, the book of Hebrew, talks about a great shaking. And that's what we sometimes see in the earth, where there's shaking, where there's economic shifts and all these type of things. Sometimes it is because of certain spiritual shifts that are happening. And he says, a cargo of gold, silver, jewels, pearls, fine linen, purple cloth, silk, scarlet, all kinds of scented wood, all kinds of articles of ivory, all kinds of articles of costly wood, bronze, iron and marble, cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and slaves, that is human souls. So you see, this is what the Babylon, the woman, is controlling. This is what she has given to these people. You know, it goes back to what Satan said to Jesus in Luke chapter 4. He says, if you will bow down and worship me, I will give you all the kingdoms of this world. Why? Because Adam, the first Adam, surrendered this to him when he disobeyed. And this is where you get the understanding of the scripture, which says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. What people will commonly say, wealth transfer. Meaning the reason for wealth transfer is not that you are saying you shouldn't have money, I should have money, or we don't want you. It's like we're jealous, we're coveting your things. No, the understanding here is that there is a mystery Babylon. There is this woman. There is this influence from the kingdom of darkness. That's why it says the wealth of the wicked. It means that these are people who are influenced by the wicked one, who will be financing and spreading the kingdom of darkness. Yet the Bible also says in the book of Zechariah that through prosperity will my cities be spread abroad. So we see that the kingdom of darkness needs prosperity. The kingdom of God needs prosperity so its kingdom can spread. So all these things are under the control, and that's why they must be that wealth transfer. So when we say the dominion of spirits, We understand that spirits actually are able to have that dominion in the realm of men over silver, gold, jewels, and all of these things. And look, above all these things, in verse 13 it says, and human souls, which means they're not just controlling physical resources, they're not just controlling anything, but they're also controlling the souls of men. That's why we normally talk about soul winning, because the souls of men, the souls of these kings, the souls of these rulers, the souls of these merchants, they are drunk under the influence of this spirit that is there. So that's what we talk about when we say the dominion of spirits. When we go back to the book of Genesis, the Bible actually tells us that God told Adam and Eve that you can eat of every tree in the garden, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, for the day you eat of it, you will die. I believe that this is a picture of that, to say this woman, this spirit comes to influence, makes people drunk with the knowledge of good and evil, which leads in death, because the kingdom of darkness cannot bring you anything except death. The kingdom of darkness can bring you all these wonderful things. That's why the Bible says, what does it gain or profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? Because he is not talking about when you gain the world, when you gain all these things, it means you are going to die. But he's saying that if you gain all these things under the influence of the wine of this spirit, under the influence of this evil spirit, then you will find that your soul will be lost, because it's going to influence you in the wrong direction, into the kingdom of darkness. And we see that that is what Satan was doing. He was influencing them. He wanted to capture the soul of man, saying, you know, eat this tree, it will make you wise, it will make you like God. Instead, it didn't make them like God, it made them like Satan. They had the knowledge of good and evil. I've always said this, I've written a book called The Partakers of Divine Nature, where I explain this, that man was given a heightened knowledge, but this knowledge that he was given was to only produce death. That's why we can produce lethal weapons. That's why we can produce poisons. That is why we have people thinking of prostitution. We are having people thinking about rape. We have people thinking of brothels. We are thinking of people thinking of all kinds of evil that is out there. People making diseases. You know, one day I was praying and I saw that, you know, the world is being under control and people are beginning to make up all kinds of infirmities, diseases, thinking about ways to destroy certain men. This is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And as long as men's souls are captured by this spirit, they will never think on how to bring life, how to make people better. So we look at the nations, we look at the countries, we look at the leaders, and we wonder, why are they bringing more destruction? Why are they killing? Why are they destroying? And that's why the Bible tells us we should pray for all of those who are in authority. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. It says, pray for all those who are in authority, all those who are leaders, so that we can live a godly life in peace and serenity. So it's trying to tell us that if we do not pray for these individuals, their souls will be captured by the spirits that rule, may be ruling or wanting to rule over any particular nation. That's why the next verses talk about he wants all men to come to repentance. So we are just seeing here that if we go to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, it actually reads for us like this. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. So here it's talking about deceitful spirits. As I told you that this woman is clothed in all these beautiful things, it is easy for one to be captured by this spirit because it's a deceitful spirit. Other versions say seducing spirits. Something that is seducing is luring you in, is trying to attract you. And then it talks about teachings of demons. The teachings of demons is not necessarily teaching you how to become a witch or how to become what, but it is a teaching which is there to begin to influence the culture of mankind contrary to the word of God. Amen. So I believe in the next episode we are going to just have to look at
things from the kingdom of light. We've looked at the kingdom of darkness, and we've understand that there is a dominion of spirits. And what we see in the physical, even all over the world, as we look, we may think that people are being ruled by men, by governments, but there's actually a spiritual authority. Now, if you go and talk to these people, they may not actually say that, you know what, I encountered a spirit, or I'm a Satan worshiper. I'm not saying that, but there is an influence. You know, when you look at things that are happening, let's put it like, for example, we're in a time where there's a pandemic. You cannot see the virus, but you just find that this thing is flowing in the air. You know, people catch it without knowing that they've caught it, but just by being in that environment where the virus is, then you find that someone catches it. The same way that as long as those spirits are there, people are able to imbibe them, they're able to draw them in if they are not guarded in their spirit, or they are not in the kingdom of light, or they haven't renewed their mind. So we understand that this is the dominion of spirits. Now we are going to look at, obviously, the kingdom of light, and the Bible tells us in Matthew 28 verse 18, God said to the disciples that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go ye therefore. And then it says disciple nations, because remember, the souls of men are captured. The knowledge of the good and evil has been running. There's a knowledge, there's a teaching of demons that has run throughout society for years and years. And that is why the gospel needs to be preached. So thank you so much for tuning into this teaching of the dominion of spirits. This is Pastor Money, and this is his voice today. Let me just pray with you right now. If you do not know Jesus as Lord, I just want you to pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for me, and I confess you as Lord in my life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for praying that prayer. This is his voice today, and you are listening to Dominion of Spirits Part 2. We're going to continue with Dominion of Spirits Part 3, where we're going to begin to share about the kingdom of light and other aspects about the dominion of spirits. Otherwise, thank you so much. Father, I just thank you for everyone that has tuned in. I pray that the hand of God may be upon them. I pray that they may arise be in this time to the light and to the knowledge of the realm of the spirit. Father, I pray that they may have an encounter with that realm from today, Father, because we have come to Mount Zion where all these things have been made available. Father, those who are sick and afflicted in their body, I declare life and I declare healing. Those who do not sleep well, I declare rest. Father God, whatever oppression of the enemy is upon them, you said in Acts 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. Every oppression, we say, let them be free in Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you so much. You can like, subscribe, and share in Jesus' name. Amen.